Hello, and welcome to Unbroken, a Saga Games Studio production. Last we left the group, they had gathered after finding Larry and Simon, and before heading out to the safe house. Jacob brought Simon out to see Ted, but left before witnessing what happened. Arriving at the safe house, on the outskirts of Denver, Boris took stock of his organization after the Kadowa raid. Later, the group tried talking to an emotional Larry about the Tenebris, who eventually told them that there's no hope and gave them Tenebris' real name, Adam. Let's see what happens next. Enjoy.
So everyone except for Walter wakes up after a restful night's sleep in front of the fire. Looking over at the table, dining room table, you see Walter and Larry. Walter has an untouched glass of scotch in front of him. Larry has two empty bottles next to him and no glasses, just two more bottles. One scotch, one vodka. We're just picking up right before the end of last time.
So I do have an out of character question.
Sure.
Since Volkov Industries is taken, is this a good time to start a new persona?
That is entirely up to you. I'm sure you have one set up. You can choose to do that now. You can wait until Leon and your lawyers manage to secret away any remaining assets. Up to you.
All right. I'll probably wait a little bit then.
Okay.
Then I get to pick a new accent.
Exciting.
Which is probably just going to be my normal voice.
Well, that's lame.
Because of laziness.
Laziness?
Well, slightly close to my.
So, yes, you guys wake up. Larry looks mostly drunk.
How does that compare to when we went to sleep?
His eyes are actually open.
Oh, okay.
Only halfway, but they're open. And from the kind of words you made out before you were fully awake, it sounded like he was using complete sentences.
Wow.
Good morning, Larry.
Yeah. It is morning.
Mm-hmm.
Old man, your young man left a thing for you over here. And he kind of like pushes a packet of papers towards you.
All right, I'll go look at the papers.
It is a status report of what the from Leon, what you guys, what he accomplished during the night. He estimates about 30% of your assets have been transferred away.
The shell company's a very large number.
Still a large number, yeah. Your men from the hospital have been pulled back just keep everyone under one roof. And he has called in a favor with the detective. I think you have a debt with. Who owes you a debt? I don't remember his name. Do you? Doesn't matter.
No, and I don't think that's one of the ones I've written down.
Oh, okay. But yes, he called in that debt with that detective. It's a long-term relationship, I'll say. He tries to let you know if any weird stuff is happening that might involve you. And
boy, where was he before the raid?
Slacker. In the report, he says that Denver PD was not notified until the raid was initiated.
Mm. Called in last minute for reinforcements.
Yep. And apparently, street level was called in last, right after SWAT. So I think SWAT was given about 10 minutes notice. And then Denver PD was notified as it was taking place. However you compensate him for this information, it's up to you.
Yeah, money probably.
Okay.
He's probably got a steady paycheck from me.
All right. So he's watching your man in the hospital at this point, making sure nothing bad happens to him.
Cool.
What else? The list of items that were recovered from your collection is there. It's just the archive numbers and brief description. Notably, I think we said you kept journals at least.
Yeah.
Those have all been recovered.
Yep. That would have been one of the priorities.
Yeah. It was. I assume those were probably in your office, and he cleared that out first.
Yeah. And I'm sure at this point they've been scanned as well. They probably have digital copies somewhere.
Yeah, they were probably the first thing when you asked them to make a digital archive, the first thing that got scanned.
Yeah.
But it's also, I assume those has information in it that you don't want getting out.
Oh, for sure. So. Although a lot of the older books are probably unreadable to most people.
Dead languages.
Yeah, yes. Even scholars, yeah.
Yeah.
That is one of the good things of being so old.
He projects you'll have about 50% of assets by the end of this day, at which point things will start to slow down as the rest of the assets are very spread out.
That was the easy stuff to grab.
Yep.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, he's also focusing on the things that are close by, so right. They can't be necessarily led back to you. So. He pays Leon the big bucks for a reason.
It's true. It is very true.
Yep.
Did he, I hope he saved his Christmas present.
You didn't give it to him yet.
Oh, good. Good.
Remember, you were being tortured during Christmas.
Ah, yes.
Yep.
Fond memories.
He has a new cell phone for you, and you have a list of messages, mostly from, Hamza, asking if you're alive.
That bastard.
Or taken.
Okay.
The last one was, I don't know if you're dead or not, but if you aren't aware, you are currently the most wanted man in America.
That's kind of awesome.
Yeah. Climbed right up the list.
Billionaire, CEO of a bunch of different industries, caught as being a supernatural sympathizer.
Well, I would say it's time to be a new person.
Yep. You have a single message from Drake. That says, call if you need anything, XOXO. Oh,
yep, that sounds right. I'd like to respond to him with a lol. Okay, thanks. Okay, thanks, bye.
He just sends a thumbs up.
Yep. Back. And I'll send one to Hamza. Was he texting?
You have transcripts of a couple voicemails, but the last thing he sent was a text.
Okay. Text to him. Dead now. Send help. Okay, thanks. Bye. Then followed quickly with, just kidding. JK.
Yeah. We'll say a few minutes later, like right as you send that one, you get another message and it says, that is not funny.
He gets a Rafflema. R-F-L-M-A-O.
Oh, okay.
Yes. He gets a Rafflema.
That pie goes right over his head.
That's fine. Yeah. His daughter will explain it to him.
Probably.
Walter's girlfriend.
Yes.
Second girlfriend.
One of many, right?
Yes. He is rolling in the proverbial women.
All right. While that's happening, Larry's drinking.
Yes. Liberal use of the bar, I believe.
Yep.
Exact words.
Mm. Yes. Your bar cabinet, liquor cabinet's like half empty at this point.
Maybe I'll send a text to get that restocked.
Okay.
Drowning, bring booze.
Leon sends a thumbs up.
He's used to it, I'm sure, by now.
Yep.
Hey, do I get to do my foretelling?
What about your five telling?
Yeah, it is tech. Yeah, the last episode was actually the first of the arc, but yeah, we can do one now.
Yeah.
Go ahead and roll with, what's the spirit?
Yep.
I was going to ask if you guys wanted to do that because we didn't do it last time.
Well, here,
wait. Do you want to do it?
If you're going to roll with spirit, you should use a ghost
die. Oh, yes, definitely.
Are you sure he touched it?
It's okay.
Yeah, this is my...
now that I've touched it, it's tainted for life.
Well, this is my unbroken box. So I haven't used any of those as an actual ghost die.
Five with spirit.
And I want to point out that it wasn't my die that failed the roll.
It touched the other one.
Seven.
I think that's one hold.
On a 7 through 9, hold one.
Okay. So you can save it to have a +1 to danger, I think. You can
declare something terrible is about to happen.
Yep. So pretty much if you guys get attacked or something or you're in a dangerous situation, you can say, I knew this was happening.
Mm.
And you get a plus one. I think everyone else gets a plus one and two.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. We also ruled that you can spend the hold for a vision.
Can I have a vision, please?
Okay. tell me about your dream last night. I don't start this part. I just twist it afterwards.
Tell you about my dream last night?
Well, Sasha's dream. What did Sasha dream about mm-hmm. last night?
Mm-hmm.
How did it start?
She is walking into what seems like a dormitory. And there is a very large cafeteria. And not as many people as there should be, but there's lots of table and an overabundance of silverware.
Okay. So you have your tray of food.
Mm-hmm.
And you're looking for your friends. You don't remember what they look like, but you know them when you see them. And then you see a young boy, maybe 12, 13, lanky, looks like he just hit his growth spurt, at a table writing something with an older man teacher, probably, sitting next to him, helping him write it or teaching him, tutoring him. You're not quite sure. But these are the people you're supposed to sit with. So you go over and you sit down. And they don't pay any attention to you. But as you sit down, you can see the man's face clearly. And it takes a moment, but it's Larry. You recognize the golden eyes and the the bronze skin and the shaggy kind of look to him. But he doesn't look quite the same. He doesn't look quite as haggard or drunk. His eyes are completely open, so you can see him looking intently as the boy as he writes. But the boy isn't necessarily writing, per se. It's not paper and pen or even quill. It's he's carving something into a stone tablet. Some sort of pictographs or rudimentary language that you don't recognize. And as you realize that doesn't look right for this cafeteria, you look again, and you're in some sort of garden. There's plants around. They're sitting on a bench as the boy kind of leans over to the side and is carving this. And on his hip, you can see a obsidian dagger. And then for a split second, you think the Larry there looks at you sideways and is confused. And you wake up to a very large belch in the present day, coming from Larry. Running out of people to kill.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you want me to kill Leon or Yetta.
No.
Yeah. Maybe next time.
And that's where I was all like, good morning, Larry.
Yeah. Morning. What is it you guys want anyway? Can I go now? You're running out of the good stuff. I'll just take what's left and be on my way if that's all right. Starts to stand and hobble over towards the liquor cabinet.
What else did we need to know from him? What have we learned from him? Anything?
Not yet. You know he's weirdly powerful. You don't know what he is.
Yep.
He seems to have knowledge of lots of things.
Where did his buddy go?
Luke?
Yeah.
You saw in the footage from the raid, Luke was was handcuffed and escorted out of your building.
That's right.
And put into a cattle vehicle.
Okay.
Larry, before you head out, I have something I need to ask you. Sasha takes a pen and paper and starts drawing one of the sketches she remembers that the boy was scratching into the stone in her dream.
Okay.
Does this mean anything to you, Larry? Sorry, it's a little rough. It was a little hazy in my mind.
Larry continues to kind of wobble over to the cabinet. Yeah, just give me a second. I'm just going to pick up this stuff and I'll be right over.
Okay. I'm going to work the sketch out a little.
Starts out.
They are going to bring more of the good stuff if you want to stay.
No, I'm going to go before then.
And the lovely drugs I promised you.
Maybe I'll stay a little longer.
Yeah, it's
He just takes anything that's a large bottle and just kind of wraps them up in his arms and heads back to the table.
Now, do you eat actual food or does food make you sick?
I don't need to eat, but eating's fine. All right, what am I looking at?
I'll slide my phone across the table with the picture of the Tenebris on it.
You know what that is?
Kind of? I'm guessing we don't know as much as you, though.
We know it's shitty.
It's called Adam, and just stay away from it. You don't want to go near it. Shouldn't be here. Just go away from it.
Well, they're kind of breaking into this reality.
Yeah, there's kind of a lot of it here.
No, can't do that.
If you could just swipe. Do you know swipe on the phone?
Yes, I know how to work a phone.
Okay, if you could just swipe a few to the left.
He swipes. I don't remember what your other pictures were.
I don't know. I'm hoping I took one of the pit down in the bottom. If it didn't come out super great.
Yeah, I will say you have the picture that your guy took, and you probably took a picture while running down.
There we go. And somewhere in there, there was a nude selfie. Mm.
Let's say
I'm just kidding.
You know what's going to happen, and then he stops, and he doesn't swipe again.
That'll work. Yeah.
Well, like I said, you probably want to stay away from it.
Well, that's where they're breaking through. We saw it. It was in the sewers.
It's a little dark.
That's where we caught the one.
We have you one.
Caught one.
Yes, we have a pet one.
You're humans.
He's in a... He like draws a picture of a star in the air. He's in the magic...
circle?
In a cage.
Yeah, that thing. Well, like, what did he say? It was 11 of them?
Yeah, it's like different circles.
And he broke through three, four?
Three.
Something like that.
Your friend's not safe. If it wanted to get out, it would do so. You
friend
don't have
is a
any...
bit presumptuous.
Our friend's powerful.
Colleague, maybe.
Takes a big swig of whatever's next. Look, it can leave when it Shops. Wants to. It's not something you can really understand. Just avoid it, have a good life, and hope you die before anything else happens.
I think we both know that that is not going to happen anytime soon.
He starts drinking. Sorry.
Yeah, he's fine. It has been fun. Not all of it.
None of it.
Here you go, Larry. This is what I saw in my dream.
Do I recognize any of it?
Yes. We'll say she definitely got a few of the symbols, like, spot on. It looks like the same language as the tablet you gave to Drake. And you recognize a few of the symbols as exact matches, especially, like, the first few, which she probably got perfect.
Enough that I'm probably assuming that that's what she was trying to draw.
Yes.
Cool.
Does this look familiar to you at all?
Yeah.
What does it say?
I don't remember.
You're gonna have to think a little bit more.
It's an old language. I've been alive for a long time.
Okay, well, I'll give you a minute.
He just starts drinking, closes his eyes.
I'll take that away.
He just looks out the window. He just puts his head on his hand and just stares out the window at the falling snow.
I slap the paper up on the window. I'm going to need you to look at this a little more closely, Larry.
You can't let this go?
No, obviously. Have we met?
I mean...
You remember the bathtub?
Don't you already know the answer to these questions?
It's a gravestone.
A gravestone? Whose?
The words you have are... father, son, and brother. The rest is nonsense.
Is there any special power or significance to this artifact?
What artifact? It's a piece of paper.
The thing that she is drawing, the tablet?
I don't know. It's drawing from a tablet? Where did you see this anyway? You're far too young to know what this is.
I had a dream.
Stupid humans.
I know where it is.
Stupid Larry. Not just human. You got power.
Yeah, because humans don't listen. Always sticking their noses in things and not listening and doing the wrong thing.
You know what, Larry? You can just shove off. We had a big event here in town, and it's not like we can avoid it. We're all going to die anyway.
Perfect. I can leave.
You can't leave.
With a flash, there's a golden light. It's a split second.
Poof.
Can I jump through again?
You can try. Are you doing it?
Sure, why not? I'll live through it.
All right, let it out. You're rolling with spirit.
Let it out. Whip it out.
What am I think it's what I rolled with, what we rolled with before. You told him to shove off.
I didn't tell him to shove off.
That's quote, shove off.
You just said shove off.
No, don't shove off, Larry.
Well, spirit's never going to go well.
Not literal.
I think you only barely made it last time.
Deuces. I rolled 2 ones.
Okay.
I also have a minus 2.
So he literally rolled
0.
Butkus.
Well, he did say we don't learn. I wanted to show him he was correct.
All right. So you managed to hold on for a split second. It hurts a ton. You take a corruption, just to start. You get a split second flash of wherever he's going, and you see still black waters and infinitely black sky with small lights moving across the surface. You recognize it from wherever you go when you die.
Is my boatman there?
You see a boat in the distance.
Oh.
But it's not nearby.
And where do I wake up?
That's a good question. I can make it to make a hard move because you'll essentially have a 0. Fun thing happened. Fun thing. I got it. Okay. Boris disappears. Along with Larry. And Boris, you feel a pressure kind of pushing you away. And it feels like your skin is being torn apart. The feeling that is quite painful.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Unlike any death you've experienced before.
Ouch.
And you wake up naked, sitting in a slumped over a leather wingback chair. In a room you're not quite sure where. It's the blinds are drawn, and it's very dark.
Ah, fun.
Your skin feels like it's on fire. And as you, your head's splitting.
Yeah, lovely.
You can just barely open your eyes enough to see your skin is literally flaking off. Underneath appears to be brand new skin, but the nerve endings in the old skin is still there.
Yep.
And really hurts.
Yep.
You take another corruption because...
I'm going to collapse for a little while.
Yeah.
You know, up until that skin flaking part, that just sounds like Tuesday for you.
Making him drink. Naked in a chair.
Yeah.
He drunk.
Drank.
He drank the drunk. Drunk the drank. Poor Boris.
I had a fun trip. See you next fall.
Yeah, we'll say you probably pass out.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to worry about giving you harm. It's just more because you're physically fine other than your old skin flicking off. It's just incredibly painful.
You need to exfoliate every once in a while, Matthew.
Not anymore.
Do you want to fall unconscious immediately, or are you going to try and force yourself to at least try and figure out where you are?
I'll take a second to...
Cursory glance.
Yeah, I'll try to force myself to at least see if I'm safe enough to pass out. Not that it would do much good, but...
Okay. Roll with night.
Hey, it's not spirit.
Yay.
I got no minuses. No pluses, but no minuses. Yeah, 5. Still not good.
You get the strangest feeling that this you've been here before, then you pass out. Back in the cabin.
My God!
Yeah, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
So now we're minus Mr. Mighty All-Powerful and the old guy.
Is there any remnants to where he disappeared from?
Did we have any inkling?
Any residue?
Where he might have gone?
Residual effect.
Residue.
Is there any splat on the ground?
Any Boris residue?
The guy fucking disappears, and you think there's gonna be a little grease?
Yeah, like a little schlick.
What?
No schlicking.
This is not the appropriate time.
This is not the schlick cabin.
You can definitely give it a try. You guys can investigate a place of power with Antiquus.
Okay,
I'll do it. Or.
Yeah, I have -3 in Antiquus.
Me too. Yeah. And I haven't rolled lately,
yeah,
so
go for
chance
it.
You guys like actually succeeding are very slim, but you get a check mark and maybe you get a partial.
You are a detective, so.
Yeah. So how about you give me a -3?
Do you have
only a -3? What the hell do you have in Antiquus?
I have -3.
Oh, okay. Starts.
I'm at -2.
Yeah, because you upped yours.
Yeah, but you're not here, okay? You can't investigate your own
disappearance. Yeah, no, we're in this because of you.
Does the aware have any sort of investigation abilities or anything like that?
Not when it comes to that. I have, no, I don't.
Okay. You definitely would have experience looking for stuff like this, so I will give you a +1, so only a -2.
Oh, awesome.
Hey, I also have psychometry.
That means you rolled double sixes. It's actually a full success.
Wow. 10.
That's way better than I rolled.
10 after?
No, 8 after the -2.
Okay. Hey, that's still a success. Hmm. Well, partial, but yeah.
Yeah, that's something.
Better than a fail.
It's better than I did with my 2 ones.
Oh, yeah.
So is that a check for that one?
Yeah, you got to check whether you succeed or fail.
Wee.
Wee.
Walter, reacting very quickly, probably from being sober for and being so long, just your reaction time's gotten a lot better. You managed to get over there right as the last of the golden light disappears, and you see a shadow, a less bright spot. Not exactly where Larry or Boris was, but next to it. And you try and reach out towards it, thinking it's like your last chance to get any idea. And as you touch it, you are kind of in two places at once. You're in the cabin, and overlaid on top of that is a dark office. You can see a naked, burned body with skin bubbling and flaking off, but more skin being underneath, slumped over an armchair, which kind of looks Boris-shaped. Use your best imagination there.
Boris-shaped.
Well, here's a better question. Dark, did you see the full frontal picture that he took of himself?
The selfie?
Yeah.
Yes, I did, and I'll describe it if you like.
Nope.
So what it is.
And as your
Boris Manscapes.
Well, so what I was going to say is he took the selfie holding the obsidian dagger next to himself for size comparison.
Wow.
To send to Drake.
Oh. Boris would.
Whether or not you sent it, I don't know.
Oh, he sent it.
As you take in your surroundings, the sight of the cabin starts taking over more, and the sight of the office is starting to fade. So you get the sense that you only have so much time here before you are completely in the cabin again. One, take a corruption.
It's good for the soul.
Corruption.
Complete opposite of that.
I love it.
So looking around, you see a few things you might be able to get information from. A desk with a table lamp on it. There's other stuff on it, but it's too dark to make out. There's a door leading out. There's a light switch next to it that turns on the overhead light. There is a cabinet with wooden and glass doors. Might be able to get something out of that. And there's also a window behind the desk that you could try and open. You can see just a little bit of light peeking out from the sides.
Well, I'll look out the window.
Is he actually there, or is it like a vision?
He doesn't know.
I don't know.
Just grab me.
All right, going for the window?
Yeah, I'm going for the window.
Okay, so you reach over and you pull open the curtains, and outside, you see a parking lot surrounded on three sides by a building. Looking off to the side, you can see a sign over an awning leading to the main entrance that says Old Country Estates.
Well, shit.
He's back.
You are still there. cabin is coming more into view. Jacob and Sasha. Walter appears to have just kind of walked to the center of the room and then done like open, like put his hands out and then swung them open. It looks odd.
Has he gone and lost his shit?
I think that Walt.
Just hold on, stop. And then I'm going to just try to run over the desk before it fades if I can and just look at, just see if anyone can see anything.
Okay. On the desk, you see a stone tablet next to an obsidian dagger, a fountain pen with a stand, a desk lamp, and you see some sort of report with Cadwell insignia on it. It has a title pertaining to supernatural demographics of Denver. And you're back in the cabin completely.
Go.
Walter. Did you have a vision?
I think I just had a vision. Is that what it's like for you?
I don't know. I'm always in them. I don't think I move around like that.
But yeah, you were like swinging your arms about and everything.
You are standing in a different place.
That's. I don't even know what just happened.
What'd you see?
I saw Boris's burned naked ass.
Okay, where is he?
Why?
He's. Ugh. Yeah, I know.
Is he okay? Is he alive?
You're visualizing it. I saw it. Hmm? I couldn't tell. I only had a few seconds. Like, if this is a vision and it's real, mm-hmm. He's at Old Country Estates.
He would end up back there. Jesus.
What the fuck?
That's probably like the least place he wants to be right now.
Yeah. So.
I also saw something like what you were drawing earlier.
The gravestone?
It wasn't a gravestone, though. It was just like a. Like a tablet.
Okay. We gotta go, right? We gotta go. We have to, Walter. Yes. We need Boris. Well,
first we gotta tell Leon he's gone.
Oh, not it.
Boris's phone starts buzzing.
Oh.
Bzz, bzz. Bzz, bzz.
I hand it to Jacob.
I love
it. It says Hamza on it.
Oh, it's not even Leon. It's Hamza.
All right. So if he's naked there, his clothes are here too, or just the phone?
He left the phone on the table.
Oh, okay.
His clothes are just, you don't see them anywhere.
Okay.
You didn't see him in the office. You don't see him in there.
So do you think that means Larry blipped off to Old Country Estate?
Maybe.
That or just dropped him off there.
Just dropped him off. Just like, here you go.
I don't know. He was in a mood.
If so, that would mean that he went to Old Country Estates with Boris in tow, and it's like, oh, fuck, this guy's burned up. Dump him and get the hell out of here. I didn't see him anywhere. Can somebody answer the fucking phone?
Yeah.
Hamza, what?
Mine would never just vibrate like that. It would be the world's most annoying ringtone.
I forgot what it was.
Thankfully. Some sort of a pop song.
Yeah.
That's really annoying.
Britney, bitch.
Well, go ahead, Kevin, and sing that for me if you want.
Boris?
No, it's not Boris. It's Jacob. Hamza,
Boris on the phone.
Yeah, he's not here.
Boris.
I'm well aware.
What did you do with Boris?
I zapped him somewhere. What do you want?
Put Walter on the phone.
You want Walter?
Oh, Sasha.
Here you go, Walt.
Hello?
Walter?
Yes.
Where is Boris?
He's gone. He's. I don't know how to explain this. I may have had a vision, believe that or not.
Sasha, is that you?
Yes. This is Sasha, and I've had a vision. And Boris, what do you need?
I wanted to make sure you were all alive.
Well,
in case you haven't seen the news, Boris is number one wanted criminal.
Oh, really?
At least in the States, he is rising on Interpol as well.
Well, that's potentially problematic.
Number one, bitch.
Yeah, well, we're all alive as far as I know. I mean, we were minutes ago. Boris kind of disappeared. I don't know why I'm saying this hesitantly. You've probably seen just enough weird shit like this. Like, he disappeared. The dude we were with kind of golden teleported away, and Boris went after him and got taken away, too. Then I had some sort of fucking weird-ass vision. I guess it's a vision. I don't really even know. And then I saw he was at Old Country Estates, and his ass was burned up, and then...
What was that?
Give me the phone.
Who's that?
Hamza? Here.
Oh, Sasha.
Hamza!
Sasha?
What's going on?
I was calling to make sure everyone was alive and not captured.
Well, I think we're all alive, but we don't know about Boris.
That is what I keep hearing.
And we have to go find him.
Yes.
I think he's at the Old Country Estate.
Okay.
How's the Tenebris? I heard that he could break out. Are you okay?
It hasn't done anything.
It hasn't done anything?
No.
Okay, can you make more circles around it or whatever you do?
I added a couple more, but I literally don't have more room. And I don't have the supplies on hand to make anything very powerful. It took a long time to hunt down things powerful enough to make the circles as is.
Okay. Just be careful.
All right, well, the other thing is, I don't know when you wanted to get Yetta. And also, if I need to get the sample from the Desolation Zone, but I can't leave Yana by herself. On the other hand, Boris and all affiliated with him are very wanted, so
all
calling to see what you all wanted to do. Yana can technically drive, although she does not have license because she is 13, but...
Ask him if we're on the news, too.
Are we on the news?
Who?
Me.
Us, like the rest of us. You said affiliated people.
Oh, no, you guys are not on the news. They said that he may have spies in certain government departments, but they did not name anything specific, probably to avoid fear or distrust. But odds are you are being looked for, too.
I mean, we have been all along, so it's not new. All right. Well, as long as you're okay, we gotta go to Old Country Estates. We could check on Yetta, too. Was she awake?
No, she's not awake. She's ready to be woken up.
But we were keeping her in a weird state to not clue in.
Clue in the others, but at this point, you're allowed to take her out, so you just need Hamza to lift the enchantment to wake her up. Mm. Well, if you want to wake up Yetta, I'll need someone to come get me and hopefully someone sit with Yana, unless you want to just leave the prisoner by itself.
Ugh. All right. We'll figure it out on the go.
Okay. Should I expect someone or no?
Yeah, we'll come get you. Right? Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, since one of us has to do this, might as well give me back the phone. I'll call Leon and tell him Boris is missing. Mm. We need a car that's not in. Yeah.
Click. Boop.
Need a car that's not in any way related to anything to Boris.
A nondescript car, please.
Yeah. If he's a. Getting tracked on all aspects of that. We go pick up Hamza. I don't know. Whatever plan we had for Old Country Estates is thrown out the door. Just gonna have to wing it.
But then we also gotta get a sample from the zone.
Oh yeah.
You guys mentioned wanting him to study that, mostly to make a cover for Yetta.
Right.
Try and mask the fact that she's okay now. Don't know if you guys still want him to study that or not.
Or might not.
That's up to you.
Time.
Still, it wouldn't hurt to get some anyway, just in case.
Leon set up HQ in the garage of this building. So that's the barracks and depot and everything. So he's probably in there or possibly in one of the bedrooms.
Oh, all right. Well, I'll head to the barracks and start getting shit together. See if Leon's there.
All right. Are you going through the house or from the outside?
Fucking Boris.
Don't read into the question.
And now that's all I want
to
do.
And now I'm hoping there's some way to just zappy zap me there.
Don't worry. You're only going to die no matter what.
Whatever you pick is wrong. Just remember that.
Through which house?
You're in the cabin.
Oh, in the cabin.
Yep. And you can either walk through the cabin to the garage, mm-hmm. or you can go out the sliding door and walk over to the garage.
I'm gonna,
it's about equidistant.
We're going to do it like normal people and go through the cabin.
I don't know.
Who goes outside to go back into the garage?
Well, you probably there's probably a guard outside the garage that you can see.
Yeah, and then I can just ask that guard if Leon's in there. Maybe he'll know.
To be fair, depending on how like tickled my paranoia was presently, I might go out the sliding door, jump over the railing, skip down the side, and then around the front through the garage.
It's a good thing it's Jacob. Who's,
parkour!
Yeah. Yes, Boris?
You burnt all my skin off. Does that include hair? Am I bald, too?
You're unconscious.
No, that's just curious.
Oh, for your curiosity.
Yes.
Your hair burned off. You have, like, new hair?
Starting to grow?
No, it's like kind of long. It's kind of long, like okay, baby so hair.
Like the normal length it was before?
A little short and wispy. But
okay, cool.
Wispy baby
it's not
hairs.
Like balding. It's just, thinner. It looks like it's very thin and it's very, very conditioned, I guess.
Cool. Okay. Thank you.
It's like a new toddler.
Very essentially, yeah.
Conditioned.
It looks different. Is
It looks different. You awesome. Have no gray.
Awesome.
Mm.
Yeah.
This might have worked out very well, except for the being with the vampire stuff.
Yeah. You'll probably want to look into a mirror at some point as well.
Doesn't sound like Boris.
Okay.
If he can see himself.
Yeah.
That's a myth, though, right?
That's a myth.
That is a myth. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. I'm already eternal.
So considering it probably stinks of Larry drunkenness in here, I'm going to walk outside.
So you walk outside. It's brisk out. There's a little bit of snow falling. The guard nods at you as you walk over.
Hey, is Leon in the barracks here?
Yeah, he's just resting right now. He was up all night. Do you need something?
Yeah, I got some bad news, and we need some stuff, so.
Okay, and his head kind of like tilts to the side to look past you down the driveway towards the road.
What are you, and I tilt my head, what are you looking at there? And I start to turn around.
So the driveway that leads here is very long, and the road is also very long over here. And you can just barely make out through the trees some sort of, like, flashing red and blue lights. Aww. Or red and white lights.
Get out.
The color of the lights, I don't remember, but it is flashing like an emergency vehicle.
Get
or
out.
Cops.
I hear this strange voice. It's telling me to get out.
Whatever it is getting closer. You don't hear a siren, though. He reaches down to his radio while also pounding on the door in some sort of code, judging by the pounding and the spacing.
Yeah. Call that in. Hey, kids, time to go now.
Okay.
Come on.
Yep. Oh, shit.
He runs back inside, looking out, you guys can see the lights yourself now coming down the driveway. It is a lone ambulance. Very beat. It's missing a mirror and a fender, and it's the tailpipes, the engine, wherever that is. It's probably in the front, right?
Yeah, an ambulance, yeah.
It's smoking, and it's kind of like swerving down the driveway.
Is it me?
You're unconscious.
Still, huh?
So I guess not me.
And you can see the garage door, one of the garage doors is opened, and a few of the men are now out with assault rifles, taking positions behind some barricades that they just threw up.
So are we still fucking out of here? It's not exactly what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. It's not the cops.
It's not the cops, but it's...
It's about to break the tree line towards like the main circular parking area.
Who the fuck is it, you think?
How about falling back to the woods where we can't be seen but can still watch?
Three.
Yeah, okay.
That's two, where I'm going.
Go.
One. I'm going to a car.
Okay. So you...
My curiosity is killing me.
All three of you pop out of the sliding door. Two of you break left, heading towards the woods. Mm-hmm. It's a quick hop over a railing, and you're in the snow, trampling into the woods. Jacob, where were you going?
I was heading into the barracks, trying to get to a car, but I was just going to like open the car door. And
as he goes that way, Jacob, we'll meet you out in the driveway in a minute.
Okay. So as you're dashing behind the guards,
garage, yeah,
personnel, two of them open fire, and you see them take out the tires on one side, and the car starts going into a spin and slides through the parking area into the woods near where you guys are. It slams into a bunch of the trees.
Oh, shit.
This is exciting.
And as the smoke clears from the spin, you guys stop to look in the windshield, or at least glance. You can see a heavily bandaged man who looks eerily like Dick Daniels, slumped over, bleeding from the head.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
He was driving?
It's not just well.
Him. I didn't hear what you said.
It's just him.
Just him.
Yeah.
All by himself.
Jacob, you can't see what's going on. The ambulance is faced the wrong way. You can get in the car. The personnel are slowly moving up towards the ambulance. In, like, in
yeah,
formation.
I'll...
It eerily looks like Dick Daniels.
I didn't just want to say Dick Daniels.
Yeah.
Okay, it's Dick Daniels.
I think
he's
it's Dick.
Heavily bandaged.
Oh my Dick. God, he doesn't look good. Let's get him out! Get him out!
Okay.
I'm sure this isn't going to actually happen, but, you know, plot logic. The smoke gets heavier, and you see what might be a little flame from underneath the hood.
Whip open the door.
Yep.
Grab him.
And really gonna scramble away.
Okay. Who's grabbing him? You, Walter?
Yeah.
I open the door.
All right. Roll with blood, and you're making an escape.
Oh, God. Hey, that's poor. Three.
You rolled like I do.
Okay, as you're trying to pull him out, he actually has a seatbelt on. And as you're pulling on it, you manage to get you can't get it undone, and your foot, as you're trying to get bracing to try and just rip it or pull him out of it, gets caught in some sort of loose cabling or tubing, and now your foot's stuck on the passenger side.
For fuck's sake.
Oh, I thought I went around to the driver's
seat. Yeah, I thought that too.
Okay, in which case...
Either way, whatever. Poor roll. Tangle me up.
Yeah, you're stuck attached to the vehicle.
Sure.
Sasha, the flame's getting a little brighter.
Mm.
Walter, you can see the Boris's men getting very close, pointing their rifles at the ambulance. You can just see them like through the smoke.
Sasha, for fuck's sake, will you help me?
Okay, yeah. I take out my pocket knife.
Okay.
And I start to cut at the seatbelt. Walt, just get your foot undone. Get your foot undone. I got this.
Increase your rate of cut.
Increasing.
All right. Both of you make escape rolls.
That's with blood again?
What do I roll with?
Yes, you're just rolling for yourself.
Why is it with blood?
Ooh. Is it both blood?
Escape's just with blood. Yeah.
Yeah, two. Yeah,
all right.
He somehow managed to do worse.
Yeah.
Three.
And so did Jesus fuck Christ.
And we're dead.
Okay,
the guys start shooting at us.
Sasha, you pull really hard on the seatbelt, try and get like a good grip on it.
Yeah.
And then it just like whips itself back, and now it's like locked very tight against his body.
Oh, fuck.
So you're having a hard time getting the blade there, and it's not cutting through very fast. Walter, and with you trying to escape, you managed to like elbow Sasha, so now she's kind of in between the two of you. Still managing to saw a little bit, but definitely not like moving very easily.
Okay. So the guys with the guns?
You can hear them shouting, come out with your hands up.
Will you assholes come over here and help us? Fucking, it's Dick Daniels.
Identify yourselves.
It's Sasha.
In all fairness, they may have orders to kill Dick Daniels. Or at least detain with severe prejudice.
Yeah, maybe.
Please restate. True. Who are you?
Sasha.
Miss Bogdan?
Yes, of course.
And I'm here too, Walter.
Walter's here.
Thanks for noticing.
We're stuck. We're stuck. The goddamn thing's on fire, assholes. Get over here.
When is Yetta Bogdan's birthday? You just
make it up.
Just make it up. You know your grandmother's birthday.
It's this.
No, make up a date.
December 20th.
1950-something.
Oh, my God. Is it that recent?
She's a Sag.
No, the whole point is that your line tends to...
Oh, we're older.
You guys have children fairly young.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. December 20th, 1954.
Okay. They have probably another question.
I swear to God, if you shitheads don't come over here, I am haunting you when I'm dead. I can do it.
Miss Bogdan, you know the type of enemies we face. How do you feel about your mother?
Fucking shitty right now.
Sounds like her. We're coming in. They start coming in and start pulling you guys out. Each of you make another escape roll with a +3.
Handicap.
I will say at this point.
They start coming in is the name of Sasha's new porno.
I rolled an 8.
So with my +3 and my -1 to blood, that puts me at 14.
I'm at 11 now.
You rolled 12.
Did he?
You feel like really big idiots because you just had to like do the opposite of what you did. Mm-hmm. And you got your foot out.
Yeah. His foot's not even stuck.
Sasha, you before the guys can even pull their knives out, you have Dick Daniels cut free and they just kind of lift you guys out. And as you guys are stumbling away from the ambulance, there's a small explosion as the front just lights up. And then they keep pulling you guys back until like a few seconds later, there's a much larger explosion as the flames probably hit the oxygen supply.
Sorry, Don, that was the worst orgasm ever.
I think the coffee's kicking in.
They put you down. I'm assuming they're probably carrying you out.
You're ugly, you never get a date.
Walter probably walked himself because they don't have specific orders to protect you. And they lay Dick down on the ground next to Sasha. He is bleeding heavily from the head, and he has some sort of gnarly chest wound.
Jesus.
He is bleeding very, very much.
Okay.
Like a lot.
I will take off my sweatshirt and press it to his wound on his head and just try and stop that. Can anybody help him?
I'm not even there.
Yeah. The dudes with the guns. Are they pointing it at him?
About half of them are, and then the other half are heading back inside. They are running, though.
Can you guys help? He's fucking out. I don't know why you're pointing the gun at him. He's not going to do anything. Stop pointing your guns at him. God damn it, assholes. Fucking help me. Don't stare at me with that stupid face.
So as you push the sweatshirt onto Dick Daniels' wound, you can feel blood seeping through it remarkably fast.
How the fuck did he even get up here?
As you glance towards the garage, you can see the men that ran in are grabbing like a first aid kit. But with the way the blood's flowing, you just have a sixth sense like it's not going to be enough. How does it make you feel? How does it make Sasha feel?
She was panicking. I'm a little nauseous.
His life is pumping out between your fingers.
I would like to...
Nope, I'm not asking what you want to do.
Can I not do that? Because I'm touching him. I want to touch the skim the surface.
I'm asking how you feel.
I feel bad. Not because of who it is, just the thought of the blood squirting out of the head. The whole thing's a bit squeamish.
Is it a squeamish or you don't want someone to die?
I don't want someone to die.
Okay. Can you roll with a spirit?
Try for better than those twos and threes you've been getting.
Yeah, really.
You don't say anything over there, sir.
Where the fuck did it go? Oh, I see it. It's a 4 and a 4. That's 8, 9, 10.
Off the table, you gotta re-roll it.
Oh, motherfucker.
No, it's a 4.
It's a 4. 5.
It's a 5.
And it bumped the other one to a 5.
There you go. So that's a 10.
That would be a 9. So this was a 4. 9. No, 10, 11.
It's whatever it is. If it hit the other one again, that's what it is.
It hit the other one and turned it to a 5.
Yeah, because you had to reroll anyway.
Okay, so 10.
There we go.
12.
This frustration that you can't help him wells up inside of you, and you feel some sort of sensation rush through your body, through your hands that you haven't felt before. And the flow of blood slows and stops. Pulling away the sweatshirt, you look at his chest wound. It's not gone, but it looks like it's healed somewhat. It's not flowing. It looks like there's new skin. It's
decreased.
Closed itself up. What? And he seems to be taking regular breaths now.
Oh.
All the men have lowered their guns and are staring at you.
What just happened?
I don't know. I've never done that before. This is Unbroken. The Game Master is played by Kevin. Boris is played by Matt. Jacob is played by Bradley. Walter is played by Mike. And Sasha is played by Dawn. Unbroken can be found on the web at www.sagagames.studio or on your favorite podcasting app. Intro music is Run, It Might Be Somebody by Daniel Birch, and the outro music is Osprey by Chad Crouch. Both can be found at freemusicarchive.org. Please feel free to give us a 5-star rating on iTunes and reach out to us on social media at Saga Games Studio. Thank you so much for listening. We are Unbroken.
Venus.
Yep. There we go. All right.
Cat.
Any questions about what happened last time before we get started?
Yeah, what happened last time? Just kidding.
Okay.
Calm down.
Ow, Kevin! Ow!
Such a I'll do it harder next time.